Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Dre Harrison, and welcome to a special edition of Tank Slappers. In an exclusive interview, Yuri Pidgemont sits down with eight-time world champion and newest Ducati rider, Marc Marquez. In it, Mark talks about his career-defining switch from Honda to Ducati in 2023, the relationship between himself and brother Alex as they both compete for the sport's greatest prize, how his family are dealing with the fights on track, and how he's getting along with new teammate Francesco Bagnaia. There's also a deep dive into Marquez's mentality, from the recent chaos of that aborted start in Austin, the crash that ended his perfect start to 2025, and what Mark would tell his 18-year-old self nearly 15 years on from his first world championship in the 125cc class. Be sure to subscribe and check back here early next week for our full review of this weekend's Qatar Grand Prix. Until then, thanks for listening.
Okay, Mark, what do you think that defines you better? Your track record or your ability to overcome adversity?
A nice question to start. For me, the ability. Because the adversities, records, okay, are important, but for me, it's not the most important because nobody will remember in 5 years which records I have. If another rider beat the record, then everybody will speak about the record because somebody will beat. But for me, the ability to overcome from that adversity and especially from that injury, for me was the most difficult moment in my career and the most difficult challenge in my career. So. For that reason, I choose the second one.
How do you deal with frustration? For example, in Austin, you recognize that you made a mistake. Are you the kind of person that, after these kind of things, you think a lot on these kind of things, on the mistake that you've made, or you can turn the page and keep going?
Of course, I think about the mistakes and how to don't repeat. But what I understand in my career that sooner or later you will repeat the same mistake. And that mistake I did in 19 in Austin, and I repeat in another corner, but same mistake, leading by 2.5 seconds, and it's a big mistake. Yes, but in the end, what I understand is that Monday is the next day, and in 2 weeks you will have the next race and time continues. So always I think the same thing. It's like when I do that kind of mistakes and I cannot sleep well on the next night, I say, how will it be that, for example, I always think like the person is driving a car and because he's doing something stupid, have accident and lose one friend or one family, how they will sleep? I mean, because you know that you did something stupid and then with the accident you kill one family or a member or one friend. So always I think in that.
So you put the things in perspective.
In perspective, it's like, okay, race, okay, yes, I don't want to do mistake, but okay, everything is okay. In 2 weeks we'll have another race.
Before the race start, you performed one of the highlights of the season with the sprint into the pit lane and stuff. You not only all the time, always, you not only push yourself to the limit, but also your team, also your rivals, and also the regulations, the organization. How exhausting must be being Marc Márquez?
Yeah, I need to say that on that case, I mean, I was not clear about the regulations, but I had, because I had in my mind, like always, I don't try to think how is the rules, is like this exactly. I knew that in that case, was better to change the bike than stay with the range.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I say, okay, if in that situation I have these two scenarios, I need to choose this one. And always, and was because if you do a drive-through, you don't lose the time of change the bike. And then I was planning to do even more tight. But the problem is that I was limited, because if you do and remain 30 seconds, nobody follow you. And then you maybe I will not win the race, but my main rivals for the championship will be behind. So I was a bit limited because my box was in number one, was far away. And then, for that reason, I was there waiting 2 minutes because I calculate. It's like, I need 1 minute more or less, because when I take the bikes on the practice, until from my box to the green light was 30 seconds, more or less. Then I say running will be 1 minute 20, 1 minute 15. And then I calculate and I say 1 minute 15 plus 30 seconds with the bike, 1 minute 45, 2 minutes. Okay, it's like this. But then everybody followed me and then race direction decided to stop the race.
About that, are you ultra competitive as well in other aspects of your life? Or mainly when you put your helmet on?
No, always. I mean, 10 years ago, I was ultra competitive everywhere. Now, not anymore. Now, only on the racetrack. On training, if somebody will beat me, I understand. If somebody's faster, I understand. If somebody's stronger, I understand. But 10 years ago, I never understand. I mean, even in a single day, training, normal day, holiday day, I was always competitive, but now not anymore.
Ayrton Senna admits in his documentary that at times he didn't feel like he was driving the car, that it was like in a kind of a trance. Did you feel that way ever?
Yeah. I feel sometimes. And normally I feel in a... Because when I go in on that trance, it's like I don't see the risk.
Uh-huh.
And for example, in Austin weekend, I was in that trance. I was like riding. I mean, I stop after warm up and I say, guys, put tires for the race and the bike is okay. I mean, I was flowing. And then when I'm flowing and I'm with that extra confidence that I already say that extra confidence in Argentina press conference, I already mentioned again in Austin, because I know that when I'm going on that extra confidence, I don't see the risk. I mean, it's like I'm flowing and nothing can happen, but in just 1 millisecond it can happen.
Do you scream, laugh, or think in any domestic thing when you are riding the bike? Because, for example, I remember asking Fernando Alonso in Formula One, and he said, yeah, we have time to think in many different things. Where did I put my keys?
Maybe Formula One, they have more time.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
In MotoGP, if you are thinking, means that you are a half second, 1 second slower per lap. Because, you need to be super precise, not only on the break point, also in your position, body position, all these things, but sometimes you can think about another things, but you need to avoid. You need to stay in. I mean,
you need to come back.
Sometimes when I was riding 3-4 years ago, 10-12 in a race, just finishing the race, then you are thinking in another thing. But when you are there on the top three, you just think about the race.
Alex is not only your brother, but also probably your best friend. You are now fighting with him for race wins and maybe also for the title. Does this close battle affect your relationship in any way? Like you're joking with him at home or?
No, I think right now is even more tight, that relationship, because we're speaking the same language, you know? Sometimes, same language. Sometimes when you are winning and the other, your friend or your brother in this case, is finishing 10 and is 8 tenths per lap difference or 1 second difference, then it's difficult to speak about the same things because you are in a different way. You are riding in a different way, but now we are super tight. So yeah, I'm super happy for him because he deserves. Because during his career, always, I read a lot. He's the brother of Mark. He's in MotoGP because the brother of, because he's 2 times world champion. He has a very good, super good talent. But he needs his time, and when he finds the perfect bike for his perfect riding style, he's able to be super fast, and he will win races this year. Maybe he and Qatar will be the first one. You can bet on him if you want, because
yeah,
he will be fast here. But I'm very happy for him, and we are working together. Then on the racetrack, I defend the red colors, and he will defend the Gresini colors. But in the end, also the good thing is that we are riding both for Ducati, and then we can speak about the small details, and then on the racetrack, everybody will do his 100%.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
And what do your parents say about that close battle between you?
I mean, nothing. Just my mom is joking. Be careful with the overtakes, please. Only this. About the rest, they know that in the end, if I need to overtake him, I will try and he will try. Nobody wanna do any mistake, overtake, in overtake. Not only with your brother, also for an opponent. You don't want to do any mistake because also it's dangerous for everybody, for yourself, for the other riders. But in the end, it's racing, and they know the risk. But always, they are super happy right now. And only speaking, I think that they don't know what advice say to us. Just they say, keep going.
Would you understand that they prefer Alex to win because he hasn't won any MotoGP title yet?
I mean,
6 of them.
Yeah, of course, both of them, if Alex win or I win, I mean, they are happy. And I say I'm happy, even sometimes happier when my brother won races than when I win. I need to experience if he win the race
against you,
against me, then maybe I will be not happy. But I will be happy in the same way. But it's true that Alex deserve a MotoGP victory and deserve a fight for a championship because he worked a lot.
You never show up with supercars, luxurious cars. It's because you don't like them, or because you don't like showing them.
I don't have. I had only one, I don't have, now I have I buy 2 cars in my life. One Porsche Turbo S, that one was like a bet. I say, when I come back after the injury on 2021, I bet with the team. If I win a race, because they were joking always to me when I was in Honda, like, you never spend money with cars. Come on, if you win a race this year, after the injury, you will buy a which car? And I say, Porsche Turbo S. And then I buy. But I had for 1 year, 1 year and a half. And then I send and I buy a Audi RR6 because I need a car. I don't like to have supercars at the moment. Then maybe in 5 years I will like, but at the moment I like to have, like, now I'm with my Audi RR6 and more versatile cars. Yeah.
Do you follow F1?
Yes.
Are you in touch with any particular driver?
No, with Carlos Sainz we speak a little bit more, but I don't speak a lot with any driver.
And would you like to race in cars after retiring from MotoGP?
No.
You seem to have a very...
Now is when I will retire, I will race. I don't know. But now, if you ask now,
then is
today...
when we're going to show this interview. So...
Yeah. Now, I say no. But you never know.
You seem to have a very good relationship with your teammate, with your new teammate. Did Pecco's character surprise you?
I mean, always I had a good relationship with my teammates. It's like, but always is some part of the season that always you have more tension. That is normal. I don't know, will happen because both of us were competitive and we will fight some race until the last corner. We will fight some weekend until the last finish line. And, but in the end, it's true that the approach to your teammate is not the same one when you are 20 years old or when you are 32. Now, of course, I understand that, yeah, on the racetrack, you are competitive and you will fight 100%, but then on the precision, we work together for the bike. And then it's true that during the weekend, everybody is working with his team and everybody have his own strategy with the tires, with everything, because it should be like this.
In your life, what unresolved matters do you still have?
Unresolved matters? My personal life or professional? Professional, no, it's done. Everything is done. If something arrives, welcome. But for me, everything is done. If I retire in 3 years, 4, 5, 6, if I retire with 8 world championships, done. I mean, I'm super happy with my career. My personal life, of course, I would like to marry, I would like to have a child, but time by time.
What's your most recurring dream at night? I mean, not dream in a metaphorical way.
I don't have any dream in the next... in the next year, for example, this year. I don't have anything like, I would like to have this. No, always I try to have dreams that I can achieve. I cannot have a dream. No, I don't have any dream now.
And where do you see yourself in 3 years?
Same place.
Still racing?
Yes.
Could you compare a qualifying lap on a Honda and on a Ducati, in terms of feeling?
Honda, yes. Honda is going, it's like, Honda is going and out of the corner as you can.
Let's see if we go out.
No, I mean, it's the way to do the time. It's like, in Honda it's like, all in the first part of the corner. If you are fast in the first part of the corner, then you will be fast. In Ducati, it's a bit opposite. It's like, be careful on that first part, and then the time difference is more in the exit. But in Honda, it was like, okay, go in, and then just try to manage in the exit. In Ducati, it's like, manage the entry and push a lot on the exit.
What would you say to the Mark that won the title in 125?
What I would say? Like, prepare yourself. I mean, because after that, everything was a dream. I will say, prepare yourself. Of course, I will change something, some moments in my career, yes. Only one moment I will change in my career. But the rest, just I will say, follow your instinct and everything will be good.
Can I ask you which moment would you change in your career?
Yeah, when I come back in Jerez.
That specific day? Friday?
Yes. Because it was an injury of 6 months and was mistake of everybody.
Yep.
But always I put the responsibility to me because I have the last decision. They allowed me, so I take the last decision to go and I will change that moment because 6 months injury, then this arm is working. It's working well. But it's not the same arm as 5 years ago.
The other one is working a bit better. No?
Yes. But okay, acceptable to be competitive on the bike, as I show. I mean, I need to work more. Yes. I need to be riding in a different way. Yes. I need to adjust other things. Yes. But the final result is there.
In order to follow your dream of being a Ducati factory rider, you had to leave so many important things behind. First, you had to leave behind Honda and your crew. Then you had to leave Red Bull and most of the sponsors. How did you deal with all that things that you leave behind?
It was a big responsibility and a super difficult decision. More than the money, that for everybody, for all the people, 98% of people is important, the money. More than the money was the...
You had enough money.
Yes.
Back then.
But always is important, the money. I mean, you have enough, yes. You want more?
Yes. Yes.
but yeah, I mean, of course, that was difficult, but the most difficult thing was the relationship. Because I was like, I need to be leal. Leal is the name?
Loyal.
Loyal. With the people that give me all my career. But then speaking in a table always, before to take a decision, I speak with Honda, Red Bull, all, with Repsol, with everybody I speak before to take the decision. And they give me the advice, the 80% of advice was like, you are here to compete. You are here to do your best. And then sometimes in your life, you need to do, or you need to take your own decisions. If mechanics from Honda are your friends, we'll be your friends. And it's like this, we had a dinner time in December in Barcelona together, but we don't speak about bikes. We speak about the life, about all these things, but these are friends. And then after listening all the people, they convinced me. They say to me that you are always looking about the rest, about taking care about your mechanics, taking care about your family, taking care about your sponsor. I mean, in the end, it's your career. Your career will be 15 years, 20 years, and you need to take the best of that 15 years. And sometimes I would like to see, like, to stay in the same team with the same people because it was my target. But in the end, I need to find the best to perform in the best way. And that was my choice to continue with my career, because if not, I was not enjoying, I stopped and that's it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Gracias.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.